Texas Business Minds, a presentation of the Business Journals of Texas. Brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp provider committed to helping companies build a stronger, safer Texas. And by the Spring Branch District. Be a part of the heart of Houston in Spring Branch. Food is on the front burner in this download as Dallas Business Journal reporter Alexa Reed welcomes FB Society President and CEO Jack Gibbons to share his recipe for success.
It's an exciting time for Dallas-Fort Worth as we continue to see new and unique restaurant concepts emerge. FB Society, formerly known as Front Burner Restaurants, is a Dallas-based restaurant operator known for unique concepts such as Haywire, Mexican Sugar, 60 Vines, and more. FB Society CEO Jack Gibbons is here today to talk more about FB Society, the science behind developing unique concepts, and what's next for the restaurant operator. Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Hey, great to be here today, Alexa. Thank you.
Yes, thanks so much for joining us today. So, walk me through your career and how you came into your current role. I did read that you started as a server at Papacito's Cantina.
I did. That was my first job, really. This company is second company I've ever worked for. Pappas was the first, and I happened to be there for 25 years. So started as a waiter and ended up running Papado nationally. So, you know, it was an interesting time and a great 25 years, and I learned a lot. But at the same time, I was doing it the way that the Pappases wanted it. And in 2008, I had the opportunity to partner with Randy DeWitt and really kind of take Front Burner and really kind of, you know, create a lot of new brands and work on a lot of things and really kind of do it the way that I thought we needed to do it to really make a difference for our employees and what the consumers were looking for.
And that's great to hear. And you just said you wanted to operate in a way that you thought was the best way to do it. What did you learn in that initial role at Papacito's? Did you learn anything in that role that has helped you throughout your career to now?
You know, I think I could write a book. Everything I ever needed to know was being a waiter. I mean, it's, you know, what people skills you pick up, what interconnective, you know, skills you pick up. I still think when I go in the restaurants, the waiters are way smarter than me and they do a great job of guiding me to figure out what I really want, right? So really, those guys deserve a lot more credit than they really get because they end up growing up to be CEOs and stuff.
That's what I was just about to comment too, is we hear a lot about, you know, CEOs, C-suite exec roles, any sort of role that we see, their first experience in the job industry is a server, is in a restaurant. It's like the first thing you kind of learn with, like you said, networking, meeting people, kind of getting the lay of the land of how people work, the inner workings of them. It's great to hear that you took that into your career, throughout your career.
Well, when you think about it, people think of entrepreneurs, they tend to think of tech tycoons and people like that in the medical industry. But the reality of it is the restaurant industry employs more people than any of those people put together. The restaurant industry has zero barriers to entry or zero opportunity to protect patent infringement. So if we create a great brand, someone else could just come in and copy it. So it's actually harder to be an entrepreneur in the restaurant business. And the other thing is, statistics say that any restaurant that starts in the first 5 years, 80% of them go out of business. The other statistic is any restaurant that starts, 60% of them go out in the first year.
Wow. Now, how do you beat that statistic? What's kind of your strategy going in there?
That's what I wake up and think about every day.
And the world's constantly changing, too. So that's probably a back of mind thought as well.
It's really not. It's front of mind because it's changing. I mean, from huge drastic shifts of consumer behavior from coming out of COVID, from before COVID to even this year, from what people are ordering to how they're ordering to where they're eating. Man, it's fascinating what's going on. It's crazy.
And it's funny that you just mentioned that, too, as we're talking about kind of like things can flip on the dime. You came into your role in 2020. Obviously, something very big happened in 2020. So tell me about that transition coming into your role. What goals were you looking to achieve right when you got in and how have you laid that out for the last 4 years?
It wasn't a big change. We were already moving that direction. I was very involved with creating every brand we had. More than anything, what we decided to do was really kind of open up the company a little bit. We've always kind of, we never had a website. Our name previously was called Front Burner, but we couldn't get a trademark on it because there was a different company in Florida that already had it. So we kind of like combined a lot of things together that we decided to go ahead and get a trademark on FB Society, make that our official name. We transitioned and we really took COVID as an opportunity to double down on our creativity. We actually, if you think about what Front Burner actually accomplished in those times where we really tried to put people back to work, when you think about in the grocery store, you could only get, you couldn't get milk and you couldn't get toilet paper. The channels where procurement in the restaurant business is very different than the grocery stores. So we had access to all those things. So at Whiskey Cake, we actually turned it into a grocery store. Every time a customer came through and bought a packaged meal, they would get a gallon of milk and two rolls of toilet paper. And we actually had lines around the building of every Whiskey Cake that we had. And we actually made the front page of the Wall Street Journal because of it. Then on top of that, at Mexican Sugar, to try to double down and, you know, helping people to feel more normal and creating experiences, we actually brought mariachis out. So when the cars were waiting in line, we had mariachi music playing and made it really fun. At Haywire, we actually brought out Psalms. We called them Psalms and Stetsons. And every time a car would pull up, we'd bring out the wine list. The master Psalms could walk them through the wine list. And we ended up selling out all of the wine of the restaurant. So what we really did was just kind of unleash our creativity and just double down on this idea of creating experiences never imagined.
No, I'm glad that you said that too, because these concepts that you have at FB Society, which I'll get into the next question, it's they're unique in their own way and experiences. And it kind of sounds like you, during that time, promoting creativity in terms of making people feel like it's normal, like it's a normal thing to go to have these experiences at these concepts. And I think that's kind of refreshing to hear.
It was, because if you watch TV, it was anything but normal, right? Mm-hmm. But everybody craved to just like have individual experiences and to just like get back and have some fun. And like in Dallas, we don't have mountains or oceans. So what we do is eat out. And so we're at the right place at the right time.
Yeah, you are right about that. And especially with all these concepts coming in too. So FB Society operates unique Dallas dining experiences, Haywire, Whiskey Cake, like you just mentioned, Mexican Sugar, I Declare, 60 Vines, Son of a Butcher, all of them, just to name a few. Kind of walk me through the science behind developing these concepts and the process from concept to opening.
Yeah, so it usually starts with a big idea. And what we think of ourselves as people who operationalize ideas, right? We breathe life into them and think about how they're really differentiated and what niche do we want to play in? Because say creating Velvet Taco was doing fast casual. A lot of our restaurants tend to be in a polished casual sort of segment. And then we also have food halls, which are, you know, these huge complexes with music, food, entertainment, bars. And so no matter what we do, it all starts with an idea and you take some science and data and just combine it with a big idea. And then how do you get it in the right place where it really fits the consumer?
How do you find the outlet for that, especially in different areas of Dallas? That I assume that there's different Mexican Sugars in different areas. So how do you find those areas to target those people?
The first one you do, what we really focus on is creating the brand. And we actually have a process that we go through. And it's called our DNA. And DNA stands for differentiation, nuances, and attitudes. When you think about it, for example, like we had this opportunity to take over Church's Fried Chicken and the corner of Henderson and 75, 13 years ago. And we decided, what do we want to put there? And we knew we wanted to do tacos. But 13 years ago, nobody was putting international food in a tortilla. And so we thought, okay, we can't be the only guys who have this idea. And we traveled the country, went to LA and New York and just sort of seeked it out. And we really couldn't find it. So we were, you know, kind of interesting as we created the name Velvet Taco and the brand and why it existed. And we put that all into our DNA. And, you know, so when we opened up, we thought, okay, are we on the leading edge or the bleeding edge? Our first review of the restaurant, someone told us that we were an abomination to Mexican food. We had to explain that we really weren't trying to do Mexican food. And it's probably at the time was the only American restaurant or taco restaurant that was serving Indian food. It was our most popular dish. So it was really a phenomenon. And it turned into a great late night scene and was just sort of really took off. And it's just great when you have, you know, an idea intersect with the location, with the right team involved and how it really takes off. And so that's really the Velvet Taco, kind of how everything works out right, you know?
No, exactly. I mean, I think that's kind of the perfect example too, because it's so different in itself that people are either going to love it or they're hated. And the people that hate it, the haters are your motivators.
So. No question. No question. Yes.
Now you just talked about how that challenge with Velvet Taco, establishing a new concept that not everybody's going to like. What are the current challenges today in our market for your industry, and how do you plan to overcome them?
You know, I think there's always a place for beautiful designed buildings, well-trained staff, solid food, and an environment that can create an experience. That's not going away, and I think it's really not diminishing in popularity. I think what's going away is something that's vanilla, not exciting, priced in a way where the customer doesn't walk out feeling value, whether it's low priced or high priced. I think those things are going out of fashion.
Jack Gibbons joining us. Next, he talks talent in the restaurant industry when Texas Business Minds continues.
At Texas Mutual, we work vigilantly to investigate and prevent workers' compensation insurance fraud, which has resulted in over $13.5 million in restitution and recoveries for Texas businesses since 2018. Learn how your business is better at texasmutual.com/fraud.
When your business expansion or relocation includes a move to Houston, contact the Spring Branch District. The Spring Branch District is a community offering the kinds of services that help our businesses grow and flourish, including grants for building improvements, 24-hour security patrols, restaurants owned by world-famous chefs, beautiful parks and trails, and easy access to four major freeways. Be a part of the heart of Houston in Spring Branch. Contact us at info@sbmd.org.
Talk to me about your executive team. As I was doing my research, I was looking at your team and kind of how that strong force is there to lead these concepts. So talk to me about the importance of building to be able to do that.
Yeah, as an entrepreneur, I think in the restaurant business, I think sometimes everybody wants to grow, but how to grow effectively is harder than it looks, and it requires talent. We have a saying around Epi Society, and it's only hire people smarter than you. If you're the smartest guy in the room, there's a problem, you know? So if you hire people smarter than you, what happens is that, you know, everybody's got a different skills and it just makes a better team. And so the way we handle executives, we probably hire them too early and make that investment to have a higher level executive team on a brand early. So, and in doing so, it really sets it up for growth, because as the results get right, capital follows, and it just turns into something that, you know, continues to scale.
And I think that's interesting too, because I hear a lot now how the workforce changes constantly, and now how we're welcoming different perspectives, people from different industries coming in, from different backgrounds coming in, to kind of have this well-encompassed idea with different perspectives coming in.
We hired a leader by the name of Jeff Kakara, and Jeff epitomizes that because he surrounds his team with some people in the business, some from outside the business. And what happens is we all share these things. And so it makes us a more progressive company. And so having leaders, again, that have great experience and are smarter than smarter than me, and I'm hiring people that are like that, like Jeff, just makes us a better company.
Sounds like it. Now, what is your strategy to keep customers coming back in a competitive market? As I mentioned previously, we're constantly seeing new concepts, new unique concepts coming in to the market here. So how do you keep them coming back? How do you keep prices affordable to meet different areas of DFW? And just kind of elaborate on that.
I think operations are essential to everything we do. So when the consumer comes in, it's not like their expectations are unrealistic. I mean, they're going to want to get treated right. They're going to want to be made to feel special. They're going to want hot food. You know, they're going to want something that they look at and they feel like they got value for. So really, like, operationally, the better you can operate and the more focused your team can be, and you put what we do to continue to keep that moving forward is put resources. Our training department, we've added new tools, like we have a gamification. We don't have any paper documents in our training. It's all on phones. It's all done in a way where it's gamified, where everybody's like kind of competing against each other, not only in the restaurant, but in the company. And it just makes it where it's kind of more fun. And our training people are really talented. And I think that's what kind of keeps a lot of the energy going in our restaurants.
And one thing is, this competition will always be the thing that gets you there.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we put a lot into our hiring too. I mean, we hire for attitude and train for skills. So, I mean, if you hire people with bad attitudes because you need people so desperately, it's not going to go well. They're not going to change, you know? So we really put a lot of effort into who's working for what brand, how they're a fit for the brand, and have a long term of giving them a career that, you know, is kind of special.
And just kind of hearing about what FB Society has been doing, what it's done in the past, what's coming down the pipeline for FB Society in the next year, in the future? What's getting you excited?
I think continuing to find different ways to challenge ourselves and create more experiences that have never been imagined. And that could be in a hotel company where F&B is completely reimagined from the ground floor up in a different way that's ever been done. It could be in all kinds of things, us purchasing early stage companies. It could be continuing to create new brands that stretch the limits of what people have seen today.
And it kind of sounds like what you're saying is the sky's the limit for FB Society, right?
I think so. I mean, when you think about right now, we're opening 60 Vines in, we just opened in Charlotte, in Reston. We are opening right now. We've got construction projects in Miami, in Orlando, in DC. We're opening new Haywires in San Antonio, Austin, and Houston. We just signed for a new food hall in Manhattan. We're taking over the world.
It sounds like it, one concept at a time. And is there any new things coming down here in DFW?
Yeah, I can't really talk about all the projects that we're working on, but we always have something on the back burner. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the nod, the front burner. So if we're not working on something exciting or cool, we're pretty bored. So we always have to be working on something new. That's kind of how we pay it forward.
That sounds great. Well, Jack, those are all of my questions. I have very much enjoyed my time talking with you, learning about the concepts, kind of the science behind what it takes to create a unique concept. And I've learned a lot from you today. And I'm super excited to hear more about what's coming down the pipeline for FB in the next year, what I can look forward to here in DFW, and what our listeners will be looking forward to as well.
Well, hey, we look forward to sharing, and we are the restaurant company of DFW. We love it here. This is our home. This is where we create everything new, and we wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Thank you so much, Jack.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you as well.
Take care.
Thank you for downloading Texas Business Minds, presented by the Business Journals of Texas. Brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp provider committed to helping companies build a stronger, safer Texas. And by the Spring Branch District. Be a part of the heart of Houston in Spring Branch.